Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood San Monaco 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Venice in Los Angeles to explore Abbot Kinney Boulevard. This street is dotted with restaurants, bars, cafes and shops. Monaco's Carla Tarabello takes us on a tour.
This week I want to take you for a little tour of Venice in California. Not the boardwalk by the beach that you might recognize from countless movies and TV series, but rather the southern boulevard that crisscrosses right through this area. I'm talking about Abbot Kinney Boulevard. Named after the late 19th century millionaire entrepreneur, this street is dotted with boutique shops, restaurants, cafes, bars, art galleries and chic grocery stores, all paired up with modern architecture houses around it. It's a pleasant boulevard to stroll around, popular with cyclists too, and the perfect plan for your day if you happen to be in the area. To get us started, let's get our caffeine fix at Intelligentsia Coffee. Tucked away inside a building, passing a small open-air entrance, this airy space is ideal for you to get your morning started. The company opened its first outpost in Chicago, but now you can find it across many US cities. Grab a flat white and a pastry to go, or take a moment to yourself and get comfy in one of the dark wood bleachers on the side of the counter. From here, we'll head up the road, passing by some of the small boutiques and galleries, and make our way to Erejon. This independent, family-owned grocer has been a part of Los Angeles fabric for the past 50-odd years, and window shopping here is indeed a treat. Think locally sourced produce, brands and artisans, all on display. Perhaps you want to pick up some cheese from a local farm or craft beer for that dinner party you're hosting soon. It's time for some lunch, so let's head over to Glendina. If you're with a group, make sure you make a reservation ahead of time, but if eating solo, it's actually quite a nice experience to just simply grab a stool at one of the bigger tables with other diners. The produce is sourced from Southern California, and the dishes are simple but delicious. The anchovy and burrata toast is a must, so are any of their fresh summery salads. The same owners are behind the artisanal bakery Giusta, which explains the quality of their sourdough and other baked goods. But leave some room for dessert. Not here, we're strolling down the road to Salt and Straw for some of the best ice cream you can find on the West Coast. Sitting in a corner, don't be discouraged by the line that usually forms around the block. It moves quickly, but most of all, it's worth it. The honey lavender flavor was a pleasant surprise, as in, I went back for some more. Take a moment to stroll down Abbot Kinney Boulevard and explore some of its shops too. You will need to work up your appetite for our last culinary experiment here, at The Butcher's Daughter. A vegetarian-only restaurant that doesn't fall into the usual stereotypes. Make sure you grab a seat in the small covered courtyard overlooking the boulevard. This is the prime location for when the sun starts to set and that orange hue reflects onto the palm trees and buildings across from you. Grab a drink, a cauliflower T-bone, and take in the view. For Monocle in Los Angeles, I'm Carlotta Rebello.
This has been episode number 131 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Carlotta for the tour on Abbot Kinney Boulevard in Los Angeles. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.